Welcome to the Launch Button Podcast, where we unlock the secrets of successful entrepreneurs and real estate investors who found the courage to hit the launch button and take control of their destiny. Join me, Hugh Zaretsky, best-selling author, seasoned real estate investor, and serial entrepreneur, as we dive deep into inspiring stories and invaluable lessons that will empower you to break free from the ordinary and pursue your true passions. Are you feeling trapped in a job that drains your passion and leaves you yearning for more? Are you ready to accelerate your business and or real estate investing to take it to the next level? It's time to ignite your dreams and embrace the limitless possibilities that life has to offer. Get ready to launch into the life you've always desired by pressing the launch button. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Launch Button, where we talk to successful business owners, entrepreneurs, real estate investors that want to go out there and launch their passions, or they've already launched their passions, and they're going to tell you their story of success and their journey, because it's never a straight line. It's never what we think it is, to reach that power and that level of what we're doing. And we got a special guest here for you today. My name is Hugh Zaretsky. I'm your host for this. And we're going to go through lots of questions, make it very interactive. So make sure you hit the hearts, hit the likes, type in the chat there. And we've got the Chief Happiness Officer here today. So the CHO of your business, right? Louisa Jewell. And Louisa is going to talk to us today about how she started this business, because she didn't know her why. She may not have known her passion when she first started. But now she's helping. Her job is to make everybody happy. How cool is that? Right? So, Louisa, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and how you got started on this journey to success.
Well, thank you so much, Hugh. And it's great to be here. So my journey started many, many years ago when I actually found myself in a clinical depression. I had a number of things happen. I suffered through 4 miscarriages, and that was just so heavy for me that I found myself in a counselor's office because I just wasn't coping well.
And we're sorry for that, but it's that trauma that makes us stronger, right?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you. And I'm sure there's lots of people who are listening today who have probably had similar experiences. And, you know, sometimes these experiences we can cope well, and sometimes we're just not coping well. And I found that I really wasn't coping very well. And so I went to see a counselor, and he was very, very helpful. And then I think, okay, great, I'm feeling good again, and I'd get back to life, and then something would happen again, and I'd be back in his office again. And finally, I said to him, I said, look, I know when I'm here that you're reframing my thoughts, you're doing something. And I said, I really need to know what you know, because I need to know how to keep myself mentally healthy so that I don't keep falling into these depressions again where I'm not coping well. And so he gave me some books to read. And that's when I discovered that there actually is a scientific study of psychological well-being, and it's known as positive psychology. And so I've studied with the field's founder. So Dr. Martin Seligman is the founder of positive psychology, and he ran a master's program at the University of Pennsylvania. And I applied, I got in, I read 6,000 pages of research. I applied everything I learned to myself, and I never fell into a clinical depression again.
That's amazing.
And then I thought, I need to teach this to as many people as possible. And people also, my colleagues were saying, well, what is this positive psychology stuff? Because this was at least 14 years ago. So, and then I had, you know, I'd invite 5 people to my boardroom, and then, you know, then it was 13 people, and then it was 40 people. And I just had more and more people that kept coming to me saying, we need to learn more about this. And in 2012, I founded the Canadian Positive Psychology Association, and we bring together researchers from all over the world and practitioners from all over the world in large conferences and small conferences. And what we do is we learn, you know, what's new in the science of psychological well-being and happiness. And so I help practitioners, I teach practitioners about this so that they can weave it into the work they do. But I also, besides the association, I also run my own business where I work with corporations to teach them about psychological well-being so that they can promote good mental health within their organizations.
And you can't call it that. right? Because you call it that, so, you know, people go whoosh right over their head, but you're like chief happiness officer, and they're like, oh, I get that, right? Like, I get that. Let's have fun. Let's be happy, right? Like, and we know happy employees lead to more things and do more things if we're in the right mindset, right? We don't spend time going down that rabbit hole of thought and process. Like for me, it was 9/11. I was in IT and both planes went flying by. And then I sort of had to do that reevaluation that I wasn't happy in life, right? I had the money, I had the career, I had the job, I had all those things, but I wasn't happy, right? And so we talk about, you know, unfortunately, there's got to be some sort of trauma in your life that causes you to sort of stop, reevaluate what that is, and then go down a different path, right? And so you had that situation and you pivoted into a different path. Did you ever think you'd be the chief happiness officer of many companies?
No, I, you know, I guess I saw it, you know, early on once I started to do the work around happiness. And, you know, because there's science behind it, it really is very powerful because people realize, oh, there's research. You know, we want to follow things that have some sort of evidence behind it, right? So, yeah, so I think, you know, creating happy companies also creates more productive companies, you know, higher performing companies, there's less turnover. You know, we at the Canadian Positive Psychology Association, we created the Canadian Workplace Wellbeing Awards. And today I was talking to two men who were both from an organization. They are the employee experience officers at their companies. And, you know, they were saying how they don't actually put out job postings because their people are so happy at what they do that they get so many referrals for new people that are great fits. And I mean, that saves thousands, if not millions of dollars for some larger companies that they never have to actually do recruiting and post, you know, that people are just coming to them. So, you know, talent and acquisition has become such a huge topic for CEOs these days. And happy companies, you know, that's what happy companies do, that people are singing praises.
So if we take that back to more of an entrepreneur or business owner mindset, what is something that, you know, a tip, something people can, you know, talk about, you know, as they're launching their business, as they're taking them to the next level to bring happiness into it, you know, because we hear, you know, a lot of people talk about working out and changing the chemicals in our body that make us happy, right? I've been an athlete all my life, so we hear that in the mornings, you know. But what is something from your perspective, right, that truly would make people, you know, want to work for them or bring a little more happiness and joy into their business?
Well, you know, I think if you think about entrepreneurs, you know, people who are running their businesses, you need a lot of energy to run a business. You know, nobody's telling you what to do. You know, nobody's saying, hey, you have to show up at this time, or you need to have this project done, or you need to have, you know, something accomplished by a certain date. Everything is you. And the only thing that drives you is your energy. So if you're not, and if you're not feeling happy in the morning, you're not going to feel like getting out of bed. You're not, you know, you're not going to feel like getting that project done that, you know, that you're thinking about for 6 months down, you know, down the line, right? So your happiness is so important to your energy levels, you know, so having a certain, you know, established kind of happiness routines, even in the morning, is going to be really important to keep you motivated. You know, what are the other systems you put in place? One thing that's really important to happiness is our relationships. And if you're a solopreneur stuck at home, you know, working from home and never seeing anybody, that's not going to add to your energy. So, you know, having masterminds, having a good, you know, connection with other colleagues that maybe are in non-competing businesses, you know, that kind of energy fuels you. You know, I have an accountability partner. I'm part of a mastermind group. I'm part of an entrepreneurs group. You know, these people really fuel me on a regular basis to come up with new ideas, to keep going, to be motivated, to be accountable. You know, I exercise every morning. That's another, you know, happiness habit that I have, so that because the exercise gets my brain going in the morning, I feel great. I feel so much better. It helps with my mental health. So it keeps me healthy and happy. You know, and so these are the things, you know, when you think about if you're going to be transitioning into becoming an entrepreneur and starting your own business, to think about how am I going to put all these things in place to ensure that I'm successful and I ensure that I have the motivation and the energy to show up every day and do the things that I want to do to be successful.
I don't know if you guys are all catching all these little golden nuggets that are flying by your brains right now. Just some of you guys, when you listen to podcasts, you're not fully plugged in, but there's lots of golden nuggets being delivered right now. So I want to make sure we just go back and hit a couple of those just for the audience here. And if you're loving it, type the L's in the chat, go ahead and hit the hearts and the likes, hit the follow button. And one of the things you said is relationships carry a lot of weight in your energy. Now I know, and stuff can go all haywire in my business and I am fine. Like, stuff's falling down, right? Buildings are falling down, whatever. And I'm like, cool. But if my personal life, my relationships are all messed up, I don't have the energy for my business. And for some people, it's the other way around, right? If their business is all messed up, they mess up their relationships. So how can you sort of, you know, from that perspective, be like, okay, I got to put that in perspective, or I got to be able to separate the two. Is there a way to do that to bring more happiness and joy?
Yeah. Well, I think what's important is to know what is important to you. You know, so if your relationships are very important, then that has to be kind of the first thing that you think about. Because what is the point of, you know, for me, I have a passion around teaching people about happiness and how to stay mentally healthy. I'm passionate about that. But what is the point of all that if all my relationships have fallen apart, if my kids don't like me, or my, you know, my partners are not happy to be with me, right? So how do I, sorry, I meant to say partner, not partners.
That's okay.
I don't, although that probably adds a lot of happiness too.
It can be lots of happiness, like, but you know, sometimes there's more stress going on over that too. You know, hard time sometimes keeping one person happy, let alone the whole bunch. But whatever, we have fun with it.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to get any ideas there, but so.
Well, is that why you went to Burning Man? No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, that's right. No.
No, so guys, you guys see that, like, you gotta have fun with this, right? We're having happy and the joy and the little fun things here. But, you know, as we come back to that topic, because, you know, Louisa's fun fact was she did go to Burning Man, and now, you know, we're talking about this, but she went to Burning Man to experience it, to do the things, right? And, but as we bring it back here, some of the things that they can do.
Yeah. So, you know, in terms of relationships, I think it really is important, you know, to remember. And I think what I do to maintain really good relationships while I'm running my business, because as an entrepreneur, you can think about your business 24/7. And, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, I don't have a big company, but I have a lot of CEOs that I know that have big companies, and they go to bed thinking, oh my gosh, 150 families are depending on me and to run this business and to keep their jobs and keep their jobs going, keep the lights on, right? So there's so much stress and pressure sometimes as an entrepreneur. And for myself, I'm so passionate about what I do. I can be thinking about my business and ideas 24/7. So what I do is I practice mindfulness, which is another happiness habit. So when I'm here with you, Hugh, I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm not thinking about the to-do list. I'm not thinking about the Christmas cookies that I need to bake, you know, to have ready for the party on Saturday. I'm not thinking about the report I have to put out for this client, you know, that's due on Friday. I'm not thinking about any of that. I'm here present with you. And then when I go home, I can think about those things. And I also do this with my work. So if I, you know, if I'm creating a new, I'm like right now I'm working with a client, they want a completely new leadership program that's based in these happiness principles. They want to teach their leaders on how to actually lead in a way where people can be happy and thrive in their organization. So I'm so excited about this program and working with them. And it's a really long program that I'm doing with them. So even when I sit down to create all of those modules, I turn off my phone. I turn off email. I completely shut every other distraction down so that I can be completely mindful and in there. And sometimes I'll put the timer on for 90 minutes, because 90 minutes is a good chunk of time. Research shows that, you know, every 90 minutes is a good time to take a break. And the other thing is too, is that when you do really deep work like that, taking a break brings you into another part of your brain. So sometimes that's when you have your aha moments, because you're kind of assimilating all the stuff that you just learned. And then you're taking a break, it brings you into another part of your brain where you can have those kind of aha moments. I'll go to, you know, go to the restroom, and that's where I'll have my aha moments, because I'm taking a break. But
well, people have that all the time, right? When they take a shower, like all of a sudden they're in the shower and all of a sudden they're like, oh, that's how to fix that, right? Like, because you're not thinking about it, but the brain is processing it in the background.
That's right. It's assimilated all the stuff you just put all together, and then, you know. Now, so I think mindfulness is really important. When you can be fully present with your family, maybe it's going to be an hour at dinner. So put the phone away. You know, research also shows that even just having your phone on the table can deteriorate relationships, because they think, oh, you're just sitting there, or they're waiting for the phone to beep or the person to pick it up and read a text, or, you know, and so just be present and have those really good relationships with people, you know.
I think you're hitting on the principle of focus time, right? Focus time, you got the focus time here, now we shift. And that's really hard for a lot of people.
It is really hard. And so you can, there are mindfulness practices, you know, meditation practices. So, you know, people think, oh, I can't meditate. But meditation actually trains your brain on how to focus. That's really all you're doing. You're just, you know, you're, it could be a guided meditation. You know, there's all different kinds of meditation. So choose something that fits for you. But then if you're doing even a guided meditation, the whole point is to listen to the guided meditation and just focus on that. And then when your mind wanders, and then you gently say, okay, come back. And then your mind wanders and you say, come back. And what is that doing? That's training you to focus. And what is actually happening is you're changing neural pathways in your brain when you do that. And it helps you to be able to focus easier. It's training your brain to focus. So there are practices like that. And again, I also find, just get rid of the distractions. That, you know, your phone is your worst enemy. Get rid of it. I even bought a lock box where you can lock your phone for an hour if you want to. You put a timer on, and it will not, like, unless you're breaking the box open, you can't get it out.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes I'll even do that if I really want to, you know, if I'm really kind of tempted to go to my phone. But, you know, our brains were not designed to have little things, dings go off all the time. Like, we are hardwired to look at stuff. So it's not our fault, you know, that these distractions bother us or interrupt our work.
Well, I think you're hitting some really good points here. Like I said, guys, if you're getting the golden audience, type the G in the chat for this, because it really is, right? Like, our brain is wired and fired together. It gets in the same patterns. It does the same thing. So getting that to change the habits, because I see that with a lot of people, they're not able to shift, right? This is this time, that's that time, and they're always thinking somewhere else and they're never present. And so that's one of the big things I learned on my journey, was that to be fully present right here, right? And I always laugh at people, because we're, you know, you're super busy, I'm super busy, but some people are like, well, I can't put my phone down. I was like, if we can, you can, right? Like, it's just getting used to that habit of being able to do that. And I'm sure you see that with a lot of the CEOs and the high executives. They're like, oh, I can't. What if somebody, well, you can train your people on when to respond to you and how to respond to you, right? And so to make sure you're happy.
Yeah. And I always say to CEOs, if you don't have time for stuff, that's a problem. You know, it's time to rethink how you're approaching your business, you know, so that you have the time to do what's important to you. You know, if these important things are falling off in your life, then it's time to rethink, you know, how you're running your business. I had a great interview with a CEO, and I said, what do you recommend, you know, for happiness for CEOs? And she said, write yourself a letter of what you want your life and your business to look like 30 years from now. What do you want your life to look like? Design your business today for that. And I, you know, put in there all the important things you want. You want to have family. You want to have time with your grandkids. You want to have time with your kids. You want to be traveling. think of all of that and then design a business today that will make that a reality. And I really liked that idea.
Well, that's a great idea. And thank you for sharing that with our audience. And I know you guys are getting lots of great information out of this. And we're going to show you how you can connect in the future with Louisa here and be able to do that. We're going to have some links in the show notes. So go ahead and take a look at those on how we can connect and how we can continue this. Because I became a little bit of a nerd on the neuroscience during COVID and understanding how people react to different situations to people. So with all my students and all things, just watching them as they react to the different situations here to see that. So I'd love to continue further this conversation in the future to be able to see how we can do that and bring some of your work forward, not just in Canada, but internationally now as we do this. And we've got lots of speaking opportunities and different things like that that we can talk about in the future. But for you guys on the podcast here, all you got to know, check the show notes, hit the links. Now, as we go to wrap up here, is there any quotes, anything you'd like to end with or anything you want to share on the happiness principle or how to be a little happier in their life? And I think you hit some really major points already.
I think we've hit some major points, but I think one of the things that I'd like to leave is that it is possible to do things to, you know, sometimes we think that we are a victim or we're either born happy or we're not. And I just want to leave people with the note that it is possible for you to change your happiness levels. And it doesn't mean you need to be happy all the time. Sometimes it's appropriate for you not to be happy when things are going on in your life. But if you want to have lasting happiness and well-being, it is possible to do things to make a lasting change.
Now, and I know we're going to wrap up right there, but I got one more question for you as you were saying that, right? Like a lot of people see they go negative first versus positive first. To see the impact of people going positive first, being much happier in life and being able to achieve those things. You know, some people go, whoa, me, it happened to me versus, okay, it happened. Like, how can I turn this into a win?
What I think is really important, if you are ignoring something that's actually really bothering you, then you're suppressing something. And that's going to affect you. That will affect your energy. That will affect your happiness levels. That will affect your life, relationships. So if you're suppressing something, that's not great. If you know strategies that help you bounce back quickly, you're not suppressing, you're actually getting right into a solution and processing and moving into a more positive space. That's where you want to be. Now, some things are going to be harder to process than others, right? And you know, if your good friend dies of cancer, that can be devastating. So of course, to be self-compassionate and to say, you know, this might take me a while to come out of this, I'm going to do all these. I have a friend who's going through a very difficult time and she's going to the saunas and she's exercising and she's got community and she's getting massages. And, you know, like she's doing a million things to take care of herself as she goes through this really, really challenging time in her life. And I think that's really important to do too, but you need to recognize when things are really difficult and take care of that, process well, you know, and then that can help you come out of it as well.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate your time here today. As we said to people, you know, as we wrap this up, always take one more step, one more, see the happiness in it on the happiness journey as we're here with Chief Happiness Officer and see the bright side of any opportunity. When a door closes, another one opens. All you got to do is take one more step. And don't give up on your journey to success, and you'll be able to launch to wherever you want to be in life. And we'll see everybody next time on the Launch Button Podcast. Go ahead, hit the hearts, hit the likes, hit the follow, and we'll see everybody soon. Thank you for joining us on the Launch Button Podcast, your gateway to unlocking your true potential and pursuing your passions. Don't let the journey end here. For more empowering insights, valuable resources, exclusive content, and free giveaways, visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com. At The Launch Button, we're dedicated to helping you break free from the ordinary and embrace a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Dive deeper into our episodes, access bonus materials, and connect with like-minded individuals on our website and our private community group. Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dreams? Subscribe to the Launch Button Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode. Remember, the power to transform your life lies within your grasp.
press the launch button, and soar towards success. For more updates, behind-the-scenes content, exclusive offers, follow us on social media, join the conversation using hashtag the launch button, and share your journey with our vibrant community. Thank you for being a part of the Launch Button family. Together, let's ignite our dreams and embark on this journey together of growth and discovery. Visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com and let's continue to launch your greatness. See you there.